U.S. workers searching through rubble for survivors or bodies. Authorities have not determined the cause of the blast that left a gaping hole in the earth, mangled nearby offices and covered cars and trucks in an employee parking lot with ash and chunks of charred metal. The Army expects to miss its recruiting goals this month and next and is working on a revised sales pitch to the parents of potential recruits. But Army Secretary Francis Harvey says he sees no chance of a military draft. Speaking to reporters, Harvey said the D word is the farthest thing from his mind. Because of the military manpower strains caused by simultaneous wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, some in Congress have raised the possibility of reinstituting the draft. The Army missed its recruiting goal for February by 27%, and that was the first time it had missed a monthly goal since May 2000. Social Security will begin paying out more in benefits than it receives in taxes in 2017, 12 years from now and a year earlier than previously estimated, that from trustees, reporting in a forecast adding fuel to the debate over changes President Bush wants. The trustees estimated that the program would go broke in 2014, also a year earlier than in their previous annual report. After then, the benefits would have to be cut by more than 25% if payroll taxes aren't increased. The report said in 2041, the new date for Social Security's alleged insolvency, payroll taxes will be generating enough income to cover 74% of the benefit payments. Tyrone Williams escapes the death penalty. Williams was convicted in the nation's deadliest illegal immigrant smuggling attempt. The jury deadlocked on the most serious charges of conspiracy and harboring. Williams was behind the wheel of a rig packed with more than 70 illegal immigrants on a sweltering day in May 2000. Some 19 immigrants died after he abandoned the tractor trailer, including a 5-year-old boy. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hello, listener, or listeners, I hope. This is Al Franken, host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. On the next episode of my show, we'll discuss many topics. Right-wing corruption, right-wing dishonesty, right-wing extremism. But we won't, I repeat, will not be discussing the Middle East or global extreme poverty and how we as progressives can lead the fight to end it. We will be discussing those topics. All on the next Franken. Thank you.
Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio, live again tonight. I feel like I shouldn't use that word, live, in this society, in this country today. Did you watch any television? I am happy to report I got through the day, the entire day, without anyone waving a crucifix in my face, which is not to say that people outside the hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, were equally as lucky. What a horror show this Shivo story has become. Now, I need to warn you. There's a couple things I want to mention about it, and I don't want any calls about it. We're not going to do this Terry Schiavo story tonight, okay? But I do have a couple of sound bites that display the stunning hypocrisy of these Republican thugs. Is the sound good on this Tom DeLay thing, Kathy? It's okay? All right. This is Tom DeLay speaking to the Family Research Council last Friday, March 19th, when the Terri Schiavo thing started to go electric. Now, as you listen to this, you have to ask yourself, do the Republicans or this nutcase Tom DeLay have some kind of God hotline? They all, you know, Bush, Ashcroft, DeLay, all these people, they all claim God is directing them to invade countries and send some brain-dead women. And Jesus, here in this soundbite, DeLay claims God sent Terri Schiavo to elevate his brand of barbarism, DeLay's brand of barbarism in America. I just wish that Tom DeLay would rapture on out of here. I just wish he would. All right, listen to this. It's very quick. This is Tom the Exterminator DeLay.
One thing that God has brought to us is Terri Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America. That Americans would be so barbaric as to pull a feeding tube out of a person that is lucid and starve them to death for 2 weeks.
You know, he is a sick, sick man. Terri Schiavo is as lucid as Tom DeLay is, which is to say she is not lucid at all. This whole administration, this whole Republican Party, is anti-science, anti-logic. This is the American Taliban. These people are as bad as any fundamentalist group of religious freaks. It doesn't matter what the religion is. Now, he went on to say, I don't know if you could hear that, he said, one thing that God has brought to us is Terri Schiavo to help elevate the visibility of what's going on in America. The Americans would be so barbaric as to pull a feeding tube from someone who is lucid and starve them to death for 2 weeks. He went on to say, and this is the part that I think clearly demonstrates that Tom DeLay is clinically insane. He is a full-blown paranoid. He says, this is exactly the issue that is going on in America, of attacks against the conservative movement, against me, and against many others. He complained that the other side, I guess that, I don't know who that is, had figured out how, quote, to defeat the conservative movement, end quote, by waging personal attacks, linking with liberal organizations, and persuading the national news media to report the story. He charged that, quote, the whole syndicate was a huge nationwide concerted effort to destroy everything we believe in, end quote. Now, I know a lot of clinical psychologists listen to this program, either people with MSWs or degrees in clinical psychology and even psychiatry. I don't have any doubt. I we have a copy of DSM-3 it's at DSM-4 at home. Because I have to check every once in a while to see how crazy I'm becoming, or whether or not I'm becoming crazy, or both. And Tom DeLay is definitive where it concerns paranoia. And this guy is the most powerful man in the U.S. House of Representatives, which means he's about the third or fourth most powerful person in America. These people are really over the top. I don't know how much longer we can. I just hope the country can survive this. I'm frankly beginning to believe it's time to follow Thomas Jefferson's admonition about what has to be done with the Tree of Liberty every once in a while. Now, Bush. He was meeting with Mexican President Vicente Fox and the Canadian Prime Minister Martin in Waco, Texas, for talks about the North American trade agreement. And he took some questions following these trade talks. Now, we'll have more sound clips of this meeting tomorrow night. There are some unbelievable sound bites. But we've just got one here for you. This is the moron answering a reporter's question about intervention in the Schiavo case. The reporter says, Mr. President, can you tell us what actions you support since the federal courts continue to decline to allow the reinsertion of Terry Schiavo's feeding tube? And have you discussed options, next steps, with your brother, the governor of Florida?
I have not discussed next steps with the brother of my brother, who is the governor of Florida. I have looked at all options prior to taking the action we took last weekend in concert with Congress. And we felt like the actions taken with Congress was the best course of action. And I believe that in a case such as this, the legislative branch, the executive branch, ought to err on the side of life, which we have. And now we'll watch the courts make its decisions.
Now, you can almost hear him add to that, damn those activist judges, or thank God for activist judges, or Uncle Dick, what's my opinion on activist judges today? Jesus. Now, speaking of activist judges, right? This judge, George Greer, in Pinellas County in St. Pete, he's a circuit court judge for two counties now, in Pinellas, Pasco County. And he issued an order today forbidding the Florida Department of Children and Families from seizing Terry Schiavo and taking her from the hospice. Now, what happened, Michael Schiavo's attorney contacted the judge after getting word that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement was planning to escort Department of Children and Families investigators into the hospice to pick this dead woman up, keep her for 24 hours, rehydrate her dead body, and then, well, I don't know, bring her back or put her in a box? I have no idea. The judge said, quote, since it appears imminent that the State Department of Children and Families is likely to do something in contravention of the rule of law, this court is going to grant the motion issuing the injunction against them. Now, the judge's mandate said anyone that gives Schiavo treatment is breaking the law and would be held in contempt of court. It also put the sheriff of Pinellas County, the order did, in charge of the situation in order to make sure that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement doesn't try to move Schiavo anyway. Do you understand what's going on here? What these right-wing bastards are doing? Now they've got two law enforcement agencies in Florida ready to draw down on each other. They're about ready. What are they going to do, taser each other? The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is going to show up and say, well, we want the body! And the sheriff's going to say, no, you can't have it! And then what? They're going to start shooting? Tasering? Take that, you son of a bitch! Yeah? Will you take that? In the meantime, all these sick, sick people outside that hospital. I want to carry a cup of water in. Oh, I have a styrofoam cup. I got to carry water in. Christ is telling me. Tom DeLay said that Christ sent Terry to us. I got to carry water.
Get out of here! Get away! Hey, I'll beat you down! Hey, I'm the sheriff! Hey, I'm the Florida Department of Law Enforcement! Hey, what the hell's going on? Jesus is coming! Jesus is coming! Jesus is coming! Ah!
One thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to instanttaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. Instanttaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at instanttaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Well, some of us can, you moron. 21 past the hour. So the situation now, and again, I appreciate you respecting My desire to get no phone calls tonight on the Shiloh thing. I'm going to be done with this. Let's see. Two more little things here, and then we're done. Okay? I don't want to do this. This whole story just makes me want to just vomit. All of it. Every aspect of it. Terry Schiavo should be let go to finish up her dying process that she started 15 years ago. I frankly don't mean to sound crass here. This is going to sound crass. I don't care whether she lives or dies. It doesn't mean a thing to me. Nothing. No more than the death of my sister or your mom or your brother or your father meant a damn to the Schiavo family. You understand what I'm saying? Death is everywhere. You know, you live, you die. Every, you know, if you want to go back to John Donne and talk about each man's death diminishes me, for I'm a part of mankind, fine, let's do that. Send not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Fine. But I don't care. I don't care about Terry Schiavo. I don't care about her husband. I don't care about her parents. I know they are all immersed in grief up to their eyeballs. I understand that. And I'll tell you, it's painful. Jesus Christ, it's painful. And we all go through it. But not all of us have right-wing paranoics like Tom DeLay and Bill Frist leading a charge through the Constitution to destroy the privacy of my mother dying or your wife dying or his son dying. This is death. It's part of life. Deal with it. Shut up. Sit down. Get the hell off my television screen. Handle death the way it should be handled. Privately. Quietly. If you need to scream because your loved one is dying, then scream someplace else. I'm sick of this. Sick of it. The situation in Florida with these two law enforcement agencies now possibly going to square off. Doesn't this remind you? Remember Elian Gonzalez case? Oh, Jesus, we all took sides on that one, didn't we? Huh? Poor little kid snatched. Or poor little kid liberated. Remember? Remember the Elian Gonzalez case? Do you remember? God. It's called death, you morons. All of you people on MSNBC and CNN and Fox and ABC, CBS, NBC, in the Florida courts, the Georgia courts, the national courts, the Supreme Court. It's called death. People die. Every person dies. Jesus. Last thing, according to the Associated Press, CBS News and CNN and USA Today, all these polls were taken. More than two-thirds of people who describe themselves as evangelicals and conservatives disapprove of the intervention by Congress and Bush in the case of Terry Schiavo. A CBS News poll found that four of five people, 80% polled, opposed federal intervention. And then this, Bush's overall approval was down to 43%. There's one way to save this republic. One way to save this republic, and that is to vote in enough Democrats. I'm sorry, I know they're Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I just hate the Democratic Party. Vote in enough Democrats so these people can be impeached and removed from office. And that means bringing enough Democrats into the House to put them in the majority. And bringing enough Democrats into the Senate, because that's where the case will be tried, even if they don't get a conviction on this psychopath who sits in the White House, at least it'll grind to a halt what these people are doing to destroy this country. They are urinating on the Constitution. They're urinating on America. They're standing there as a group urinating on the body of Terry Schiavo. It is just horrifying. But we're not going to talk about it tonight. The way they're using this woman is just... like I said last night, just when you think they have bottomed out, they go deeper. They go deeper into the swill and the slime. These pissants, like Sean Hannity sitting down there. I saw something on, was it Fox? Yeah, well, of course it would be CNN, Malloy, come on. Sitting there in a director's chair or something with one of these Shivo ghouls next to him. You know, they're eating Terry Schiavo's body. They're licking it and biting chunks out of it. They are cannibals. My God, stop it. Why don't they stop? Well, we're stopping on this program. The next thing that I bring up about Terry Schiavo will be the fact that she's finally stopped breathing. Let her rest in peace. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America, and that's it on Schiavo for tonight. It's done.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes. Everyone.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drobny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drobny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm.
IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nurse 431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Riley. Join me and not Mark Maron for Thursday's Morning Sedition. Was Terry Schiavo really God's gift to Tom DeLay? Did anyone clear that with Terry first? And is Tom DeLay actually God's gift to the Democrats? We'll talk the politics of exploitation with my good friend and special guest co-host, acclaimed New York columnist Ellis Hennekin. All that and more with me and Ellis Hennekin on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
News from the wonderful world of Republican sex perverts or religious right sex perverts. Did you see the story? A couple of people have sent it to me now. The most recent is Witt. Agents with the FBI's Violent Crimes Task Force swooped down on this thug in Nashville, Tennessee, and arrested him. He's part of a child pornography ring, apparently. He is a midday host on a Christian radio station there, The Fish. WFFI, The Fish. Get it? And his name is Chris Ruhlman, 40 years old. One of the stories that I read said he was married and had a couple of kids, and he was arrested earlier this week after FBI Violent Crimes Task Force got information, probably from another Christian, that he was this guy was part of a child pornography ring. They busted him, and I guess they found all kinds of just vile stuff on his computer, right? And he's still in jail. He has an appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge on Friday. And Nashville Police, Franklin, Tennessee Police, Laverne, Tennessee Police, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and the FBI are all involved in breaking up this child pornography ring. Now, I'm not, in, you know, I don't have a whole lot of patience, I really don't, with child pornographers or people who view child pornography or people who kidnap and rape and murder children or people who kidnap and rape and release children. It's the one area, maybe because I'm a father and a grandfather, I don't know, but it's the one area where I don't have any problem, and I'm embarrassed about this, I don't have any problem with the death penalty. Because if you're anti-death penalty, you've got to be consistent, and it's my emotions that are getting in the way here, and that's the reason I would never be good on a jury that had to decide a death penalty case involving children, because I would leave my convictions in the hallway and vote to execute the bastard. You understand what I'm saying? I can't, you know, that's the dichotomy inside of me. I can't escape it. I can't get, I've tried. But child molesters, people who see children as sexual objects, I guess I can hedge just now. I can't, because people who view child children as sex objects, the children have to be exploited to begin with to pose for these pictures. So there's no way out here. These are miserable human beings, and isn't it just amazing how often they turn out to be people like this this guy Chris Ruhlman, 40 years old, a midday host on WFFI in Nashville, Tennessee, 94 FM The Fish, a Christian radio station personality. Nashville police chief said, quote, the message with this arrest should be loud and clear that persons possessing or dealing in child pornography are getting the full attention of law enforcement on the local, state, and federal levels, end quote. It's one of those things I can't handle. I very seldom bring up these issues because I can't handle it. You think I get radical about the Bush crime family? I would just get out of control where it concerns kids being exploited like that. Who died in Carrie Fisher's house? You know, the actress Carrie Fisher. He died in the day after the Academy Award. I think it was the Academy Awards. I had the story here, but he was a honcho for Republicans, and he was his official function. He was the entertainment liaison for the Bush-Cheney reelection bash in D.C. He was part of the Haley Barbour law firm. Haley Barbour is now, what is he, governor of Mississippi? Haley Barbour is a real criminal, another one of these right-wing criminals that should be tried, convicted, and jailed for the rest of his miserable life. But this guy, I'm sorry, I don't have the story in front of me, but turns out that what he died of was an overdose of cocaine and OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh's drug. What is it with these right-wingers that they use OxyContin? That's the hillbilly heroin, right, Kathy? So if it's anything like heroin, I guess, you know, there are certain drugs I've never done and would never do, and they're the dangerous ones, to me dangerous. And heroin happens to be one of them. Anything that requires putting a needle in your arm, a pass, or in your eyelid, or in your ankle, or wherever the hell, you know, after you've done needles long enough, everything starts to collapse, right? But what is it with these people, like Limbaugh and this Republican honcho? What is it with the OxyContin? And by the way, does anybody know what's happening with Limbaugh's criminal activities in Florida? I know the pig is still on the air. He's still destroying America. But I haven't seen anything lately. I really do want to see him go to prison. I just do. Now, I know rich people in this country don't go to prison on drug charges. A lot of times rich people in this country don't go to prison on murder charges, you know, convictions. But if anybody deserves to spend about 5 years in a nice Florida penitentiary, it's the pig man. You know, the pig man, wouldn't that be wonderful? Huh? I'm sorry. You know, you're seeing the side of Malloy tonight that is not very attractive, and I frankly don't care if you find it offensive, because I bring it all to this program. I would love to see Limbaugh. I would love to see him in prison, because primarily he's a coward as well as a drug dealer and a drug user and a law violator. You know, sending his housemaid, or his house, what was she? His cleaning woman. What the hell was she, Kathy? I don't know. Sending her out to do drug deals in a restaurant parking lot in Flux Pig Man. You know, why don't you go out and get him yourself? You sow. Oh, God. Ah, how did I get off on that? Ooh, I said thinking about Limbaugh. Oh, the OxyContin guy. Right. So they did an autopsy on this guy who died in Carrie Fisher's house. Turns out he was just whacked out on cocaine and OxyContin. Goodbye. high? I'll bet you had one hell of a last trip, didn't you, pal, huh? You know, getting ripped out of your mind on cocaine, and the guy goes, oh, damn, I got to calm down a little bit here. Let me do some Oxycontin. Glub, glub, thud. That's it. You know, no brain dead. Oops, almost got into the Shivo thing again. You know, no question. You mix these kind of drugs, your ass is dead, that's all. What's up with these people? Do they think that they are immune from the laws of chemistry? Biochemistry? Hey, I can do all these drugs. I'm a Republican, you know, what am I? Oh, that's right, I'm a Republican entertainment dude. I provided all the hillbilly acts that showed up at Bush's inauguration, you know, all those twangy country western clangers. Hey, how you doing? All those NASCAR morons. Right, that's me. I can do drugs. I can do cocaine. I can do heroin. I can do Oxycontin sud. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, how did that happen? Oh, damn. Last lightweight story, and then you want an atrocity? I've got an atrocity story for you tonight that is just, I'm warning you now. You're going to have to sit down for the story about Stephen Johnson, who Bush recently nominated to head the EPA. You're going to have to sit down for this one. It's the same story. Every single day I think, well, okay, they've reached the bottom. And they haven't. These corrupt, evil humans, I think they're human, that run this country now. You think, well, they've reached the bottom. No. No. So I'm just warning you. But before we do that, Haaretz Daily, the newspaper in Israel, they had an article. The author, the writer is Ruth Sinai, a Haaretz correspondent. The headline, thousands of women smuggled into Israel for the sex trade. Now, the reason I bring this up, because a lot of people, if you criticize the policies of Israel, the state policies of Israel, you're immediately labeled an anti-Semite. Clear on this program, that's not the case at all. I reserve the right, as somebody working in media, to criticize any government I damn well please, including my own, including Israel's. I think some of the policies of Israel are just murderous, just beyond murderous. So when I saw this story, I thought, well, okay, Israel has been deified in this country. You know it as well as I do. I don't care if you're Jew or Gentile. You know what I'm talking about. Israel has been deified. It's almost like, well, you don't dare talk about Israeli policies, because then you will immediately be accused. AIPAC or somebody, I would imagine that because I'm doing this story tonight, that tomorrow Air America Radio Network will get calls from Jewish organizations in America saying, you know, you got a guy on there, some the goy punk who is attacking Israel. I have no doubt that might happen. But the story by Ruth Sinai in Haaretz, between 3,000 and 5,000 women have been smuggled into Israel and sold into prostitution over the last 4 years. Now, who reports that? A committee put together in the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. An investigative report examining the status of the sex trade in Israel. What? The sex trade in Israel? You're kidding me. The trafficking in women in that country amounts to around $1 billion a year. Israel?
Now, just to make sure you don't miss my point, I'm not closing down just because I'm in the joint.
Friends and fans across the fruited plain, fear not, for I shall rise again. Next time with a little more empathy for the dregs and the druggies like you.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
No fueling around.
Fossil Fuels Day is April 1st, when activists from Rainforest Action Network and from organizations across North America are going to be doing it.
Zero Emissions Campaign Director at Rainforest Action Network.
They'll be going to dealerships. Campus activists will be taking action on their campuses to get more fuel-efficient cars.
There will also be education with teach-ins across America to share strategies about how we can reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. For example, tell automakers to innovate, not litigate.
If you want to join the Fossil Fuels Day, Day of Intervention.
More at energyaction.net. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture. 7 Times 23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
They hate freedom and religious tolerance. They hate Christians and Jews.
He's talking about the Republican Party. 10 before the hour. All right, let me just finish up with this. An investigation was put together by the Israeli Knesset, the parliament there, to take a look at the status of the sex trade in Israel. Now, this shows my bigotry. I had no idea there was such a thing as a sex trade in Israel. Who'd have thunk it, you know? See, I know there's a sex trade in Thailand, fake Christians. I know there's a sex trade in Great Britain. I know there's a sex trade in Germany. But a sex trade in Israel? that generates $1 billion a year? The chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee Against Trade in Women submitted this extensive report today to the Speaker of the Israeli Knesset. It says that the women who are sold to pimps for between $8,000 and $10,000 are forced to work 7 days a week between 14 and 18 hours a day. What? Is that possible, Kathy? Can a woman have sex that much? Huh? Yeah, why am I asking you? Yeah, we have an eight-month-old. Yeah, last time we had sex was, 17 months ago. But that's what it says here. 7 days a week, 14, 18. Now, the usual charge for a whore in Israel is 120, what is it, Israeli dollars, shekels, 120. The woman gets 20, one-sixth. And it goes on here. The author of the study said that we should understand that sexual slavery exists in is Israel's front yard, and we have to eradicate it. So I don't know. There was just something about that story coming from an Israeli newspaper, written by an Israeli writer, talking about the sex trade. Now you have to wonder what is the race, nationality, country of origin of these women, right? It just never stops, does it? Huh? We have Christian radio hosts in this country who get involved in child pornography. We have Israelis who import women for the sex trade. We have Americans who attack and sexually abuse and kill children. It's hard, isn't it? Just breathing. How do we breathe this kind of air? You know, I don't know. We need to go back to the old days of talk radio. Do you remember the old days of talk radio? The topics would be, do you think they should add another lane to Interstate 95 in order to alleviate traffic? Another topic would be, what do you think of the photographs in this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition? Should marijuana be legalized? And what do we have today? I'm not going to run down the list, but I just want to tell you now, we have a break coming up here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this EPA nominee, Stephen Johnson. I'll give you a little bit of advance notice here. He advocates using black children in Florida who go to hospitals or clinics using Medicaid to get treatment for various things. He wants to use those black children as guinea pigs for the American chemical industry. His plan is to pay the parents of these children about $900. In exchange for the $900, the parents, the theory being that these parents won't understand. See, there's so much bigotry and prejudice and race murder involved here as to make me want to go get a can of spray paint and spray my Caucasian body a different color. That's how embarrassing and ugly this story is. Bush has nominated this guy. He wants to use black children in Florida and children in third world countries as human guinea pigs for the chemical industry. The parents in Florida would be paid $900. It's based on the idea that they don't understand what they'll be exposing their children to. And over a two-year period, they will assist the chemical industry in exposing their own children to toxic chemicals. So that there's more to the story. Jesus, you want to talk about pornography? You want to talk about something that's mind-boggling? This is it. Now, stick around, because I want to get your take on this, all right? This is Air America Radio.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
When appearing before the House Government Reform Committee last week, Mark McGuire didn't want to talk about his past. It was an appropriate place to develop historical amnesia. Over the last 4 years, the committee hasn't tried to investigate, let alone reform, any government scandals whatsoever. Steroids in baseball? Yes. But falsified WMD evidence? Halliburton no-bid contracts? The outing of a CIA operative? No. But the real steroids outrage of the week was the Republicans' decision to violate conservative ideals about state rights, limited government, and the sanctity of marriage by muscling into the Terri Schiavo tragedy. Never let it be said that Republicans let their principles get in the way of their politics. The last time they interfered with the Florida judiciary was Bush versus Gore. Need I say more? I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation. For more, go to thenation.com.
That works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm. Ow! She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm. Ah! AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. The appeal to save Terri Schiavo's life will stretch into the night. One of Schiavo's lawyers says he'll work overnight on an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican leaders in Congress have also been preparing arguments for the court in support of the parents who lost 2 rounds today. A federal appeals court in Atlanta refused to review a ruling by a 3-judge panel that ruled against the family earlier today. Schiavo has gone 5 full days without food or water. Doctors have said she could survive 1 or 2 weeks. The death toll in the Texas oil refinery blast reaches 14, with more than 100 injured. The blast at the BP refinery in Texas City has workers searching through rubble for survivors or bodies. Authorities have not determined the cause of the blast that left a gaping hole in the earth, mangled nearby offices, and covered cars and trucks in an employee parking lot with ash and chunks of charred metal. The Army expects to miss its recruiting goal this month and next, and is working on a revised sales pitch to the parents of potential recruits. But Army Secretary Francis Harvey says he sees no chance of a military draft. Speaking to reporters, Harvey said the D word is the farthest thing from his mind. Because of the military manpower strains caused by simultaneous wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, some in Congress have raised the possibility of reinstituting the draft. The Army missed its recruiting goal for February by 27%, and that was the first time it had missed a monthly goal since May 2000. Social Security will begin paying out more in benefits than it receives in taxes in the year 2017, 12 years from now and a year earlier than President Bush wants. The trustees estimated that the program would go broke in the year 2041, also a year earlier than in their previous annual report. After then, benefits would have to be cut by more than 25% if the payroll taxes aren't increased. The report says in 2041, the new date for Social Security's insolvency, payroll taxes will be generating enough income to cover 74% of the benefit payments. That represents a slight increase from last year, when the trustees estimated that 73% of the benefits would be covered in the year that the trust is supposed to go broke. Tyrone Williams escapes the death penalty. Williams was convicted in the nation's deadliest illegal immigrant smuggling attempt. The jury deadlocked on the most serious charges of conspiracy and harboring. Williams was behind the wheel of a rig packed with more than 70 illegal immigrants on a sweltering day in May 2003. Some 19 immigrants died after he abandoned the tractor-trailer, including a 5-year-old boy. Williams was convicted on 38 counts of transporting illegal immigrants. Authorities in Nevis have barred passengers from a gay and nudist cruise from entering the tiny Caribbean island, saying their activities were offensive to local customs. The Windjammer Barefoot Cruises ship carrying 110 passengers was stopped as it neared the port. Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich in minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. Listen, if you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
So we've got Lisa Tyson and Maurice Mitchell. Who are they? Well, I'll tell you there, Charlie. They're from a group called the Long Island Progressive Coalition. Now, they're not only in Long Island, but I'm sure they have a chapter near you in your state. How are we going to change politics in America, y'all? We're going to ask them. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, baby. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Back. All right, I want to bring this up for discussion here. This guy that Bush has nominated, his name is Stephen Johnson. He's a 24-year veteran of the Environmental Protection Agency. Bush has nominated this thug to be the new administrator, EPA administrator. I guess that's like Christy Whitman was, right? He has been acting administrator since January. I'm getting this information from InterventionMag.com. Intervention Magazine, you all familiar with that? And prior to being acting administrator of the EPA since January, he oversaw the EPA office that handled pesticides and other toxic substances. This guy, here's another man, described him as, quote, a talented scientist, end quote, and as having, quote, good judgment and complete integrity, end quote. Now, remember that, okay? Good judgment and complete integrity. His record as the assistant administrator for toxic substances, I don't know, casts a little bit of doubt on that, George. During Bush's first term, this guy was a strong supporter of pesticide testing on humans. Now, you'd think this would be something Tom DeLay would want to do, right? Since Tom DeLay was driven insane by his brand of fake Christianity and all the chemicals he inhaled. Remember Frank? What was Frank's name in Blue Velvet? Frank, no, it wasn't Booth, Kathy. But remember he had that thing over his face and suck it in. Remember Blue Velvet? Well, that's DeLay. DeLay spent so many years down underneath houses and buildings and chicken coops and outhouses spraying for rats and vermin and, you know, oh, God, breathing that, you know, so Tom DeLay went insane. Well, this guy, Stephen Johnson, apparently is the same way. Now, listen to this. During Clinton's administration, you remember Bill Clinton, don't you? Huh? Yeah, that Bill, right. The EPA wouldn't even consider using the results of trials that tested pesticides on humans. But after Bush was elected, or stole it the first time, this Johnson monster changed EPA policy to resume consideration of tests conducted on human beings. Now, a panel of scientists and ethicists, convened by the EPA in 1998 during the Clinton years, determined that these type of trials were unethical and scientifically unsuitable to estimate the safety of chemicals. But in 2001, these chemical trials considered by the EPA gave paid subjects mostly in third world countries doses of pesticides 100 to 300 times greater than levels the EPA itself considered safe for the general public. The EPA then evaluated three studies that year from Dow Chemical, the Bayer Corporation. Oh, Jesus, that's it. No more Bayer. No, they make Bayer. Oh, I don't take Bayer anyway. What do I take? Bufferin? Yeah, okay, never mind. Dow Chemical, the Bayer Corporation, and something called the Gowan Company, G-O-W-A-N. The Bayer and Gowan studies were conducted in third world countries, I love this line, where volunteers were more readily available. Aha! Here, stupid brown person, come here, let me paint this crap on you. Here's $2. Dow conducted their study, are you ready? In Nebraska. Hello? Are y'all listening in Nebraska? Huh? Can you still hear? In the Dow study in Nebraska, human subjects were given doses four times the level that the EPA knew produced adverse effects in animals. In third world countries, they gave them 100 to 300 times the dosage the EPA knew would hurt people. Now, do you understand why they hate us? Why 96% of the world hates our filthy guts? Here's another reason. Do you think it's because we buy houses? That's what Bush says. I hate us because we buy houses. Now, in the Nebraska study, the people who were subjected to these tests suffered numbness in the upper arms. And the doctors hired by Dow Chemical ruled that this was, quote, possibly, end quote, related to the pesticide. Your arms went numb? Oh, really? How long after we painted the stuff on you? Oh, 10 minutes? Well, maybe it was caused by the pesticide. Other subjects, not the ones with the numb arms, complained of headaches, nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, bleeding. Again, the doctors in the Dow study determined that these symptoms were possibly related to the chemicals being injected and forced into these people. Now, nobody held a gun to their head. But do you suppose they went to college graduates to conduct these tests? Hi, you graduate from college? Oh, really? You have a degree in what? Business and finance? Okay, listen, we want to paint your body with pesticides, 400 times the level that we have already determined will make people sick. How about it? We'll give you $2. No, you're not interested? Okay, thank you. And then they go. Where do you suppose they go then? They target that segment of the population that does not have a degree in finance from a university. Poor folks. In the final analysis of their study in Nebraska, Dow concluded that the pesticide did not produce any symptoms. So all the nausea, vomiting, headaches, stomach cramps, bleeding, a numbness in the arms, that was flu. Something else. Not our chemicals. So it's not surprising that in October last year, this thug, Stephen Johnson, whom Bush has nominated, strongly supported a study in which infants, are you ready? This is the part where you have to sit down. A study in which babies will be monitored for health impacts. Health impacts, that means disease and death. As they undergo exposure to known toxic chemicals for a two-year program. Do you know what this program is called? Oh, Jesus, it's called CHEERS, C-H-E-E-R-S. It stands for Children's Environmental Exposure Research Study. CHEERS, hi. We'd like to enroll your six-month-old brown-skinned or black-skinned baby in our little program here called CHEERS. Isn't that sweet? You get a bunny. You get a rattle. You get $900, and we get to paint your baby with poison. The study will analyze how chemicals that are ingested, inhaled, or absorbed by children ranging from infants to 3 years old, how the kids react. The study will analyze 60 infants and toddlers in Duval County, Florida, that's Jacksonville, who are routinely exposed to pesticides in their homes. Routinely because the chemical companies are going to give the parents the chemicals. And they're going to say, now, paint this over there and spray this back there and let your children run around naked and breathe it. Uh-huh. The EPA itself acknowledges that pesticide exposure is a documented risk factor for some types of childhood cancer, asthma, leukemia, death. Now, I got to say a bad word here, okay? So for our affiliates in Texas and places that don't like bad words, I don't know what to tell you. But this rotten son of a bitch named Stephen Johnson, who George W. Bush has nominated to be the head of the EPA, has decided that the best way for the chemical industry to test its products is on living human beings, children, babies. Now there's more. You haven't had enough? Okay, there's some more. Let me do a break here, and then I'll come back and give you the rest of this story, okay? Toxic chemicals for babies, and they call the program CHEERS. Children's Environmental Exposure Research Study. CHEERS! Come here, dumb parent. Come here, let me have your baby. Hi, my name is Dr. Mengele. Hi, step over here, please.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
Yeah.
It means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Uh-huh. How about wallowing in evil, you filthy man? Okay, now, the guy Bush has nominated, Stephen Johnson, wants to test pesticides. Chemical industry, new pesticides that haven't been released yet, but have been evaluated by the EPA and found to be deadly. Wants to test them on children. Okay, now, let's go on. The program is called CHEERS, like the TV show. CHEERS, the Children's Environmental Exposure Research Study, and it will be funded by the chemical companies. Okay, let's go on. The participants in this study will be selected from 6 health clinics. Isn't that ironic? And 3 hospitals. Isn't that criminal? in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida. The proposal to do this cited that, quote, the percentage of births to individuals classified as black in the U.S. Census is higher at these three hospitals than for the country as a whole. In the year 2000, 75% of the users of these clinics for pregnancy issues were at or below the poverty level. Guess who they're targeting once again? Are you a black man? Are you a black woman? Are you going to sit on your ass and allow this to happen? Huh? Are you all considering about joining the Republican Party? You know, the Republican Party is making a real outreach for African Americans while they kill your children, while they paint your children with death and pesticides. Can you, do you remember the Tuskegee syphilis studies on black men back in, when was it, in the 40s and 50s? Let the nigger die. We will inject the nigger with syphilis, spirochetes, or whatever, however you pronounce that word. How do you pronounce it, Kathy? Spirochetes, thank you. And let him die. Let's watch his arms fall off and his eyes rot in the sockets. We will gain great information about syphilis. They're going to do it again. They're going to target African-American children from poor families. Well, there's no surprise there, is there? Huh? The reason the EPA is targeting the poor and African Americans for this study, presumably in the hope that they will be less informed about the dangers of exposing their children to pesticides and will therefore continue to expose their children to this filth over the two-year period. I have a suggestion. Here comes another bad word. I'm sorry. Why don't you sons of bitches go to a wealthy white community? Huh? I got one for you. Over here, not far from where Kathy and I live, as a matter of fact, the hospital where our baby was born, Northside Hospital here in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? It's about 95% white people who go there. Lots of babies in there! And go in, Dow Chemical! And say, hey, anybody in here want $900? We want to expose your precious little white children to poison for 2 years. How many takers can I get? How many takers do you suppose they would get? How long do you think it would be before the white parents in the waiting rooms in the hospital would kill the chemical company people standing there offering money for the lives of their children? Huh? If it happened to me, it would take me about 5 seconds, just enough time to go to my car and get my gun and open fire. So the EPA is targeting poor African-American children. The study actually mandates, the study put together by the EPA, with the help of the EPA and the chemical companies, mandates that participants not be provided information about the proper ways to apply or store pesticides around the home. Don't give them the little brochures! And the parents cannot be informed, cannot be informed of the risks of prolonged or excessive exposure to pesticides. Not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you, little black people, you little poor, stupid savages. We just want to fill your home with pesticides and watch your babies die. The study does not provide steps to intervene if the children begin to show signs of developmental delay. You know, they're 9 years old and still in the first grade. Or if the children start to register high levels of exposure to pesticides in the periodic testing. In other words, when they take the little black children in Duval County and run blood tests and liver tests and kidney function tests, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, look here. Look what's in this baby, this black baby's blood. Wow, what about that? Poison! Don't tell mom. Parents receive $970 for participating in the study, but only if they continue over the two-year period. Now, I'm glad there's a break here because I think I'm going to have to cry for a moment. $970, that is the value that the chemical companies put on the life of, oh, say, a three-year-old child who happens to come from a family that's poor and African-American and lives in Duval County, Georgia. $970.
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, where you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO, and you'll get my book and six-hour audio tape program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO. Let's go! Or 1-877-275-5375.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
The Maturity Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know,
I'm very
inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Continuing with this little piece of horror. The parents will receive $970 for participating in the study, but only if they continue over the two-year period to expose their children to these toxic chemicals. And as Intervention Magazine says, this is a powerful inducement for these impoverished parents to keep exposing their children to pesticides. Even some EPA officials have been troubled by the lack of safeguards to ensure that these parents are not swayed into exposing their children to the chemicals. Troy Pierce, a scientist in the EPA's Atlanta-based pesticides office, wrote in an email to his colleagues last year, quote, it does sound like it goes against everything we recommend at EPA concerning the use of pesticides related to children. Paying families in Florida to have their homes routinely treated with pesticides is very sad when we at EPA know that pesticide management should always be used to protect children, end quote. Now, part of the investigation around this shows that the American Chemistry Council gave a little over $2 million to the EPA to fund this program called CHEERS. And, of course, the American Chemistry Council is made up of pesticide manufacturers, among others. And, of course, these manufacturers have known since the 1970s of the long-term toxicity of the pesticides being tested in the study. But since the study only lasts 2 years, there will likely be little or no obvious short-term effects. Consequently, once the study is concluded, this time lag will allow the council, the chemistry council, to proclaim that the EPA found no side effects, which will in turn allow the chemical industry to further lobby the horrors in Congress to further weaken the already weak regulations on the use of these chemicals. Do you see how this works, Truth Seeker? Do you see how this works? Now, as far as Bayer, the aspirin manufacturer, being involved in this, Bob in Miami sent me an email. I think I remember hearing this, Bob, this little factoid, but I completely forgot about it. Bayer was the company producing cyanide for the gas chambers used by the Nazis. That was Bayer. And as Bob points out, when the people finally figure out what the chemical companies have done, do you think they'll be able to bring a class action lawsuit? Hasn't the Bush crime family ordered its whores in Congress to pass legislation that ends class action lawsuits? They're anti-American, or certainly un-American. Well, okay, they're anti-corporation, and that's what America is now. Now, before we go any further, Jonah sent me an email and sent me a link to Snopes, who, Snopes.com, that exposes urban myths. Snopes took a look at this a year ago and said, well, Snopes came to these conclusions. On the idea that the EPA plans to expose kids to pesticides in order to study what those chemical compounds do to little children, Snopes says that's false. Okay, why then would isn't that the whole idea? The second thing, the EPA plans to study children who live in an area where pesticides are used year-round. Snopes says that's true. Well, isn't that kind of splitting hairs, Snopes? The EPA plans to expose youngsters to pests. Okay, it's not the EPA. Who said it was? The EPA is greasing the wheels to allow it to happen, and then the EPA will put its stamp of approval on the results after 2 years when the toxic properties of this exposure has yet to show up. Now, I like Snopes.com. I think it's a great website. But on this one, they're wrong. And I wrote Jonah back and told him that. And thanks, Jonah, for sending that to me. But on this one, if there's going to be any hair split here, let's you and I split them on Snopes. Let's not split the hairs on how the kids that are going to be exposed to this stuff will react. Now, think about this. You know, do you have children? Do you have little children? I've got an 8-month-old. What would you do if somebody offered you $970 to expose your child to pesticides? Now, as Snopes pointed out, the rationale is, well, it's Duval County, Florida. They use pesticides there year-round. Okay, we use pesticides year-round here in Atlanta, too. The rich white people on the north side of Atlanta use pesticides year-round. Matter of fact, they have these huge chemical companies in the pretty green trucks and the pretty yellow trucks and the pretty orange trucks come out and spray their house. And hell, at our house, what were those things we had buried in the ground, Kathy? What were they? Termite. That's right. Termite control. Yeah. If everything is benign, then why not go to white families? Why not go to upper-income neighborhoods? Why not go to hospitals where 70 to 80% of the people coming in for prenatal care are white instead of black? Why not do that? If all of this is above board and straightforward and there's nothing at risk, and don't worry about it, we're Snopes.com, we're the chemical industry, we're the Bush administration, we're the EPA, whoever the hell it is, let's go see if the white folks in the rich neighborhoods will participate in a study about the exposure of their children to pesticides, and we'll offer them $970. Oh, okay. We'll offer them $9,700, and let's see how many takers we can get. Oh, my God. Ulrich emails in, this proposed program makes me sick to my stomach. As an African-American, this conjures up a history of mistreatment by the healthcare profession that extends beyond the Tuskegee syphilis study and brings to light the systematic racism that has existed in the medical system since the founding of this country. As a medical student, I sit in class every day with future physicians who see the many health disparities that exist in this country as a result of the lack of desire by minorities to be healthy. However, this program seems to be a reminder, a subtle reminder, why so many minorities would rather stay at home and take a chance of dying instead of seeking appropriate medical attention. Sometimes things like this make me wonder why I would want to enter such a profession. Well, Alric, maybe you can turn it around a bit, huh? I can't get my mind around it. I really can't. You know, the second word in the acronym or the abbreviation EPA, the second word there, the P word is protection. The Environmental Protection Agency. When this same program was offered to the EPA during the Clinton years, the Clinton administrator said, "Get out of my office. We're not interested in this." Reputable scientists who are physicians or medical researchers who were offered as a bribe the results of the tests conducted on Jews in the death camps of Germany and Poland during World War II, all the experiments done by Mengele and the rest of these monsters, when the documented results were offered, reputable physicians said, no, we don't want this. Now, it's understood that some of it made its way into medical research papers anyway. The experiments done by the Japanese, the medical experiments, when those results were offered to the medical community, reputable physicians said, no. But we're talking about Stephen Johnson, Bush's nominee to run the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. How much more of this will the American people tolerate? Will the good Christians, quote, in Duval County surround these three clinics and hospitals? Is it three clinics and six hospitals? No, six health clinics and three hospitals in Duval County where poor minority families go for treatment. Will the good Christians, quote, of Duval County surround these places? Will they carry little styrofoam cups of water into the children who come in after having been exposed to pesticides, vomiting, and their arms numb, and their knees don't work, and their eyes are turning red, and they're throwing up blood? Will the good Christians of Duval County carry in little styrofoam cups of water to these kids? Will Sean Hannity show up in the parking lot of this hospital, this clinic? Huh? What do you think, truth seeker?
Japan, bless the cops and prisons that make us free. This land was made for me, and the rest of the world be damned.
Would you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $12,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
pledge.
No fueling around.
Fossil Fuels Day is April 1st, when activists from Rainforest Action Network and from organizations across North America are going to be doing an intervention against America's oil addiction.
That's Jennifer Crew, Zero Emissions Campaign Director at Rainforest Action Network.
They'll be going to dealerships. Campus activists will be taking action on their campuses to get more fuel-efficient cars.
There will also be education with teach-ins across America to share strategies about how we can reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. For example, tell automakers to innovate, not litigate.
If you want to join the Fossil Fuels Day, Day of Intervention,
more at energyaction.net. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is the certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Oh, really? Well, that's good to know, huh? So on the EPA.gov website, where they explain this CHEERS program, scroll up just a little bit there, Kathy, where it says, there's a line in here, keep going. It says your children will not be, they have the FAQs. Here's one of them. Is there any risk to me and my family? Answer, no. You and your child will not experience any risks from participating in this study. What? We will not ask any parent to apply pesticides in their home to be a part of this study. Now, a little bit further down, scroll back down to the picture of what the parents will get. Now, you'll notice, if you go to this and check it out, there is, it says, you will receive the FAQ. What will my family receive for its participation in the study? Well, you will receive both monetary and non-monetary compensation. You will receive a T-shirt. And then they have a little T-shirt with a little white kid on the T-shirt underneath the word in bright red cheerful letters, CHEERS! But both the photographs here, there's a T-shirt with a little cute white kid on a little trike You get a T-shirt, and then you get, well, here, let me go. You also get an official framed certificate of appreciation. Thank you for contributing your now dead baby to our study. We really appreciate it. You also get a bib for your baby, so when it pukes blood, it won't get it all over its little jumper. You also get a calendar. A calendar? I guess to keep track of how many days your baby is in a coma. And then you get a newsletter. You get a study newsletter. And finally, what do we have for our contestants, Ralph? Well, Johnny, we have a video camcorder, but only if the parents complete all of the study activities over the two-year period. Now, in the little photograph at the EPA site, the two things that have pictures of children is the Cheers T-shirt. There's a little white kid. Cute little tyke, isn't he? I wonder what he's going to look like when he's dead. There he is on his little trike, little tyke on a trike, white, blonde hair. And then you have the video camera with the little monitor, when you video camera and tape, and you got the little monitor to see what you're taping. And there's another little white child. Oh, just so cute. What is that little joint, a little orange onesie that the little baby is sitting there? Hi, feed me some more poison, please. Can I have some more parathion in my milk, Mommy, please? Jesus. Now, they don't show little Negro babies or little Latino babies or little, what other races are there? Any Asian babies? No, these are little white babies. And aren't they cute? Oh, my God, those are cute little white children. Then why are they going to clinics and hospitals that treat African-American children? And why can't, here comes another bad word, I'm sorry, I really am sorry tonight, why can't these sons of bitches be honest? Why can't they show in their little T-shirt and their little bib and their little camcorder, why can't they show little babies of color? Huh? Why can't they do that? Oh, the video camcorder will be provided, what we ask you to do is videotape some of your child's activities and keep an activity diary about your child. You know, when your baby goes into convulsions, grab the camcorder and get the whole thing. We want to see the legs flopping and the arms flopping. What else will you be asked to do in the FAQs? Allow your child to wear a small watch-size activity sensor during the study period. A little activity sensor so we can see when his central nervous system goes on to, oh, I don't know, rapid fire. What else will you be asked to do? Well, we're going to ask you to help to collect some samples of food and urine. Our research staff will show you how to do this and provide you with the needed supplies. Is there any risk to me and my family? No! No! Not at all! This was turned down, you see, during the Clinton years. You remember Bill Clinton. Remember he was impeached, right? What was he impeached for? Oh, that's right. Having a little afternoon oral sex with his girlfriend. That's right. That's right. Dirty scum-sucking destroyer family values. The Clinton administration's EPA said no to this when the chemical company said, look, we want to do this. Now, the hideousness of this is compounded by the fact that exposure to chemicals will, the people exposed like this, Tom DeLay is a classic example, will experience neurological disorders and cancers and all sorts of things later, not now, later. Here, expose your little brown baby to this, okay? Take video. Here, we want you to videotape. Get them when they're all shivery and all into convulsions. We want to get the grand mal seizures as well as the petite mal seizures. So when your kid stares off in the distance, record that because that's a brain seizure. And 25 years from now, when your child develops tumors in his lymphatic system, oh, damn. Gosh, we're sorry, but we're not responsible. There's no risk involved. Where have we heard that before? You have to wonder, is that what they told the subjects of the Tuskegee study about syphilis?
Don't worry. You're a healthy young buck. This is not going to hurt a bit. Okay? Now, here, just a little pinprick there. Okay. Now, go about your business. Go have lots of sex. And report back to us once every 5 years. You know, if you're still alive.
Knowing this country's history of ethnic racial abuses, do you think we should believe them when they say there's no risk? Do you, Truth Seeker? This is Air America Radio. Cheers!
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're live. Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. BP Amoco says 14 people have been killed in an explosion at its refinery in Texas City, Texas, on Wednesday. The company says it is searching for more possible victims. BP site director Don Parrish says the company is working closely with the Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office in getting an idea of how many other people may have lost their lives and how many are unaccounted for. Parrish says his thoughts are with the workers and their loved ones.
Right now, this is a time to think of employees, people, and their families. Our thoughts and concerns are with them.
BP says the explosion took place in one of the units used to make high-grade fuels. Jerry Schiavo may not be in a persistent vegetative state after all. Florida Governor Jeb Bush said members of an Adult Protective Services team have reviewed Schiavo's medical records and videotapes of the woman's behavior. And Bush says Schiavo should now be given food and water.
This new information raises serious concerns and warrants immediate action. It is imperative that she be stabilized so that the Adult Protective Services team can fulfill their statutory duty and thoroughly review all the facts surrounding her case.
The feeding tube was removed last Friday, leaving the brain-damaged woman to starve to death. Meanwhile, a county judge is considering motions to reinsert Schiavo's feeding tube. A truck driver has been convicted on 38 criminal counts in connection with the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants. They died in the back of Tyrone Williams' tractor-trailer rig from heat and suffocation. Williams faces 20 years in prison for each of those counts when he is sentenced on April 11th. The 2010 Super Bowl venue has been decided, but as Jim Smith reports, the brick and mortar has yet to be constructed in New York City.
The Big Apple is getting the big game. The only problem is there's no stadium to play it in. NFL owners have given the green light for Super Bowl 44 to be played in a West Side stadium that right now is just an architectural drawing. Former Giant O.J. Anderson says it's a chance for the city to score big.
It's in the backyard. It's motor chain. Let's go score. Let's have fun.
Besides the Super Bowl, the Bloomberg administration in New York City is hoping to lure the Olympics. Jim Smith, New York.
U.S. Senator Gordon Smith says members of the Oregon National Guard in Kirkuk, Iraq, are in good spirits, and he noted troops are being replenished with needed resources. The Republican senator of Oregon met with soldiers from the 3rd Battalion, 116th Regiment, last Monday.
It was encouraging to me that not one of them raised an issue about body armor.
Smith called his visit an eye-opening experience and added that he was glad he could express his gratitude to the soldiers he met. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Air America's own Chuck D.
Yeah, revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Back 6 past the hour, I got an email from a listener who says, Mike, why have you neglected to mention that Michael Levitt was the head of the EPA at the time the poison program was authorized? My bad. It just didn't occur to me. Michael Levitt is now the head of, he's the cabinet member in the Bush crime family. He's the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. He got Tommy Thompson's old job. So the guy who, the guy who authorized the EPA monster, the Bush crime family monster, who authorized this program. You know, the EPA could have said no, like they did in the Clinton years. No. No. You're not going to do it on kids. Do it. I'll tell you what. People in the chemical industry, in the pesticide industry, do it in your own homes, okay? Do it on your children. Here's a camcorder. Record your child. Yeah, sure. So Michael Levitt, who now heads Department of Health and Human Services in the Bush crime family a cabinet, was the head of the EPA, I guess the acting head, you know, after Christy Whitman bailed, at the time this program was authorized. How about that? Now, he had to be confirmed, didn't he, by the Senate in order to get his cabinet position. And there are 44, or is it 45? I guess 44 Democrats and one independent. So 45 non-Republicans, 45 normal people in the United States Senate. Was Michael Levitt confirmed? Well, he must have been. He now has a cabinet position. Did anyone care, do you suppose, about the design of this program? Who was to be used as the guinea pigs? What the parents were being asked to do? And what the rewards were going to be? A T-shirt, a camcorder, a bib. What else was there, Kathy? A T-shirt, a camcorder, a bib, and the money, of course. Let's not forget the money. And a calendar. Record how many days your baby is sick on this nice life-size calendar. It's big. Okay. Jesus, I should have stuck with the Terry Schiavo story. Well, it's just further clarification, further proof, further evidence of how sick it's become in this country. Now, okay, I guess we can all say, well, you know, they do it in other countries. Yeah, you know who does it in other countries? The American-based or transnational chemical companies. Now, everything that I just shared with you has to do with how it's going to be conducted in Duval County, Florida. It does not mention what's going to be done in, oh, I don't know, pick a country, Zimbabwe, or what's going to be done in, Myanmar. Or maybe some province in northern China where nobody cares about anything. Or maybe, I don't know, how about some Pacific Islanders? There must be some islands out there where they have huge rats, and it would be nice to use their children too, okay? Now, do you think they will be paid $970, the people in Zimbabwe? Or the people in... pick a country. Congo. Congo is... the people who live in Congo are desperate for money. No, wait, that's where we're doing all the AIDS experiments, right? Yeah, okay. Withhold the drugs and see how long it goes to the fourth generation. I mean, what the hell? The transnational drug companies have got to make money. AIDS, well, you know, George Bush pledged $6 billion. How much has been released? $1.95? Why do they hate us? Do you suppose this might have something to do with it? You know, I just shared with you what's on the EPA website and what's in Intervention Magazine about the studies to be conducted or being conducted. They were put on hold a couple of times after being rejected by the Clinton administration in Duval County, Florida. But the EPA website will say nothing about what's being done in so-called third world countries. But then, on the other hand, children of color are less valuable than white children. The children of color are worth $970. A white child is worth, Kathy, what's Molly worth, huh? $1 million? $10 million? What would we take for Molly? Nothing? But then Molly's white. You see. The institutionalized racism that just blows right by most of this, huh? Duval County? Oh, okay, yeah, they have a lot of cockroaches down there, you know. It's they got a lot of water. The St. John's River's down there. It's right on, the ocean, and a lot of bugs. It never gets real freezing down there. Not really. Once in a while, they might have a little dusting of snow. All right, let's do the study there. Okay, where are we going to do the study? Well, let's pick the closest Negro neighborhood. Why not pick a white neighborhood? No. Can't do that. The institutionalized racism. The U.S. military now, all branches, are missing grievously their quotas for enlistments. So they're changing their tactics. Did you see this story several weeks ago? They're going after the minority neighborhoods now. You know, rap music. Hey, join the army, be one of us. We're going to get down and funky and kill those other people around the world. Pimp my military, get it on. Come on, boy, join the military. We give you a boombox. Hey, what you say? We're going to get you some time in the studio. You know, right? Huh? That's a new army recruiting thing. Where do you suppose they play that? Yeah? And the Latino? For the Latino? Same thing. Hey, come on over here and join the military. You got a family in Honduras. You want them to become the Americano. Then you join the military. Kill some other people. Everything come back. The institutionalized racism, I don't know, man. All right, listen, I'm finished. I've had enough, all right? Now, I can't go home, so I'll tell you what. If you have any comments on this or anything else that you'd like to bring up, give us a holler. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. I'd like to hear from you. Paula is calling from somewhere. I'm not sure where. Paula, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne, New Jersey. Welcome to the program.
I was listening to this, and I just got more and more nauseous. So many things went through my head. The first thing I thought about was Jonathan Swift's Modest Proposal.
Tell us what that was. I'm sorry, I'm showing my ignorance on Jonathan Swift.
Well, it was a piece of political satire that he wrote where he proposed solving poverty by feeding the poor to rich people.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I do the reverse of that. Abby Hoffman, about 30 years ago, said eat the rich, which was a play on that. My bad. Sorry, my brain is not working.
I think it was 19th century England.
Yeah.
Is what he was writing about.
Right, right.
And then I thought of it when you brought up the military. Why are the poor always asked to sacrifice their children?
Well, let me think a minute. Why are the poor, because they're willing to do it? Or because they're easily manipulable? Or because they're told they have no worth because they are poor or not white or not white enough in some instances. I guess it's easier to manipulate people that you have held down for 300 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, 1,500 years. You know, it's easier to take people who have been conditioned to believe. Look at the Native Americans. Is there a sadder story than what happens on Native American reservations in this country?
No, and actually, Hitler was inspired by our treatment of Native Americans.
Hey, let me put you on hold and come back. I got to take a break here. We'll come right back to you, Paul, as soon as we break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Because I never gonna be enough space. So we
sick of the taste. It's always gonna be a delicacy.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You know, it might be a good idea, I guess. I don't know anymore. Write your senator and ask him to put a stop to the Cheers program. Back to Paula, who called in from New Jersey. Paula, thanks for holding on.
No problem, Mike. I'm sorry, I just sort of lost my train of thought there during the break. But another thing I wanted to, it's just the dangling of these things, and you know, like, oh, join the army and you can go to college, or you know, sacrifice your child and we'll give you $900.
Yeah,
that's a good deal for you.
Yeah,
you're not. And I was thinking too, with the cuts to Medicaid, what if these kids do get sick? Will they be able to get treated?
Probably not, because they guarantee you on the EPA website that they're not asking you to expose your child to anything unnatural. You know, we're not asking you to expose your child to pesticides. Just keep doing what you normally do. You know, rather than say to people, keep your kid away from this stuff. It will kill him. It will destroy his neurological system. Now, you know the ages of the children involved. What was it, Kathy? What were the ages? From newborn up to a year old. Oh, my God. This is what the EPA is saying. We want to know. Here's a camcorder. Record your kid. We want to know what happens when children are exposed to pesticides that are freely bought and sold and manufactured in America. And we want the exposure to happen to little children at the most vulnerable part of their lives, when their neurological systems are forming, when their endocrinological systems are developing, when all of these precise chemical systems are developing inside their bodies, we want to watch as you expose your child to rat poison. God, I mean, why not just round them all up and put them in camps, and over the camp entrance put Arbox Mach Fry, and just bring the children in and do them there?
You know, and in a way that would be more humane, because when they're 10 and 11 and they've developed leukemia or some other kind of cancer and they can't get treated and they die a slow, painful death, that's not going to be anybody's problem but theirs.
Yeah, and if these Bush criminals have their way, there will be no more class action lawsuits. So if 30 years from now, a group of these kids who are in their early 30s, 31, 32 years old, all of a sudden they all develop thyroid cancer, and they all check back and find out that they were in this study. And what are they going to do if there's no such thing any longer allowable? It's a class action lawsuit. They're just going to die, and that's the end of that. I hate these people, Paula. I hate them with
a
passion that is so deep and so abiding. I don't know what to do. Paula, let me move on. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mike. You have a great night.
All right. Thanks for your comments. Appreciate it. Clarence is calling from Florida. Clarence, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, this is a pleasure. Thanks to Randy Rose, I found you a few years ago when she was just working out of West Palm Beach, and I was scrambling to hear her signal here.
Well, bless her heart.
A couple of things here. I'm a black person, minority, and I'm a doctoral student at a university here.
Uh-huh.
Now, because of the Tuskegee Institute, the Tuskegee experiment, a few things came out of that which wouldn't allow you to make this kind of study on a university level. Number one, there's an IRB, Institutional Review Board, mm-hmm. and their primary goal is to make sure you're not harming human subjects while you're studying. So my dissertation is based on prison inmates. It's an interview, and I still have to go through this board that says, how can we make sure you're not hurting them? And if you hurt them, how do you help them afterward?
Right, right.
Okay, and then there, in addition to that, there's a vulnerable population list. This includes mental health patients, prisoners, minorities. I'm trying to figure out, how does EPA get past this? This is ridiculous. This would not happen in the institution anywhere in the United States. Every university has an IRB that makes sure you're not hurting human subjects.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is as unethical as it gets.
All right, but to answer your question, how does the EPA get past this? This, you know, I hate to get flip with you here, but this is the Bush EPA. They do not abide by rules that normal human beings impose in order to protect a society from predators like the chemical industry. You know, we haven't even talked about the chemicalized food industry, the genetically altered food industry now that is destroying the food supply. supply in order to make money. This chemical industry thing is horrific, but I think it's going to pale in comparison to what the food industry is doing. So what we're talking about here is the Bush crime family. You know, a lot of people email me and say, why do you call them the crime family? Hello, this is why.
Mike, I'm waiting on your book entitled The Bush Crime Family.
Well,
the last thing is that...
Hey, hold on. Let me break. I'll come back to you as soon as we do this break, Clarence. Quick break here. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Sam says, keep on your apron, son. You know I ain't gonna let you shoot my big Navy gun. Got my long government letters, my time to go. When I got to the army, found the same old Jim Crow. Uncle Sam says, two camps were black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be in that same big fight.
Hey, what? Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Oreck Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered. On Thursday's Unfiltered, we get our mercury test results back live on the air. Will I be able to take my own temperature with my firstborn son? And speaking of offspring, the Catholic Church is starting its life parade just in time for Easter. The bishops come out against the death penalty right after they come out against the Da Vinci Code. It's all coming up Thursday's Unfiltered here on Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Together, we were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our thinking on the run. We would hang together, or they'd hang us one by one.
Twenty-five before the hour. We're talking with Clarence, who called in from Florida. Clarence, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, the other point I wanted to make is you mentioned Alan Rubin, Earl Babby, a couple of weeks ago discussing a statistical study with a guy who has written the books about research in behavioral sciences.
Hmm.
And he covered all the things I talked about. And the last thing, one of the things he covered is that a study should be representative sample of the population. That makes the study valid. If you're studying black kids, you don't get a representative study of the whole population.
Right, but the obvious answer is that the chemical industry does not want a scientifically valid representational study. What they want is to be able to say, well, you know, we ran these tests on young kids, so everything's okay. All right, EPA, let us go ahead and sell this without restrictions on the label. That's, you know, then they can say, we did the study. They don't
care. They have the findings already before the study.
Well, sure.
Exactly. It's Tuskegee Part 2, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
It's sick. It's sick. It's unethical. It's appalling. But what do you expect from this Bush crime family and his cronies like to say, Mike, love what you do. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks, Clarence. I appreciate it. Good luck on your doctoral studies, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Yeah. It's just astonishing. I wouldn't think that sort of thing. Of course, I'm kind of still naive. I know a lot of you who listen to the program, they're, oh, God, Malloy is just out of his mind. Well, I am. I'm totally crazy. I'm the crazy guy on the network. But I have this huge naive streak or naive space. It's diminishing. It's getting smaller. Let me tell you something. Back when I was a kid, you'd be watching TV, right? It was all black and white. 16-inch Philco. And when you turn the TV off, you remember what would happen? The screen would the white on the screen would shrink into that little, about the size of a quarter, white dot in the middle of the screen. Remember? Remember? And then it would get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then it's gone. Remember how TVs used to cut off that way? Kathy's looking at me like, damn, you are old. But you remember that, right? When it was shrink. That's what's happening to my naivete. You know, it's embarrassing to say I'm a fully formed adult male, and I still have, American male, and I still have this area of naive. You know, the EPA wouldn't do this in conjunction with the chemical industry. You know, I kind of heard about this Cheers program a few months ago. I wasn't on the air. Somebody sent it to me. I went, oh, Jesus, that's pretty bad. But I didn't get, you know, that deep into it. So I get into this thing today, and I'd go, oh, no, 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 no. You know, rather than doing this sort of thing, shouldn't the EPA remember what the P stands for? It stands for protection. Now, who are they protecting? The environment? Okay. Aren't humans part of the environment? Are these do you call them non-organic chemicals, Kathy? They don't break down these is that what you call these pesticides and stuff? Non-organic? Inorganic. Right. If the goal is to cause, I don't know what the hell she said, but they're inorganic chemicals. They do not.
You want me to say what I said?
Yeah, say
it. Oh, sure. I just said if the goal of pyrethrins and parathions is to cause neurotransmitter disorders, you know, neurological disorders for people to twitch to death like bugs, then obviously this is not something that's going to break down readily and organically.
God, I love when you talk like that. What are you doing later?
We haven't had sex in 17 months, as you told the entire listening audience. So, hey, why should the night be any different?
Thank God one of us has a college education. Oh, my God. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
Hi. I was just wanting to know, shouldn't Rush Limbaugh be sweating bullets right about now after what they found at Carrie Fisher's house?
I would think this is going to put it back on the front pages. You know, here's another dead Republican from OxyContin.
Well, you saw Return of the Jedi, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
You remember what Carrie Fisher did to Jabba the Hutt in that one, don't you?
Oh, boy, do I ever.
See Limbaugh
go to prison for a long time. And I want to see some biker in prison, some great big guy with arms the size of Limbaugh's thighs, that's where they're pushing it, who used to run a meth lab out in Central Florida. And I want to see that dude walk up to Limbaugh and say, ha! How you doing, bitch?
Rush Limbaugh trying to explain how that's not really abuse behind bars. You know, like Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
There was no abuse there. My friends across my fruited plain. That guy, he's such a jackass. Oh, I was also wanting to, I think we kind of do a disservice when we say that they're hypocrites. They're not hypocrites. They're consistently evil. You look at the one constant thread in everything they've done, whether it's bankruptcy, everything to what's in the news now, it's always what causes the most suffering, the most death. And that's the consistent part of it. They're not hypocrites. They're just evil.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I should stop. I guess the reason I use the
term
hypocrite...
You have to actually have principles to be a hypocrite.
Well, right. But I'm using the term hypocrite or hypocrisy in the, I guess, a more pedestrian way. People who say You know, always walk on the left side of the sidewalk, and then they walk on the right side. You know, just kind of a generalized attempt to establish their hypocrisy. But you're right. It's pure evil is all of it.
It's kind of like what
evil.
Thomas Mann said. A guy who was just a regular right-winger turned into a Nazi back in Nazi Germany,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I'm sure you're going to call me a turncoat. And Thomas Mann said, no, I'm not going to accuse you of turning your coat. You always have your coat the right way around. You always have it on. And that's, it's the principle of Occam's razor. Don't make things more complicated than they have to be.
Sure.
The constant threat is what causes the most misery. And you can set your watch by it. Try it. You'll find out 100% of the time that's what's going on.
I hear you loud and clear. Lance, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks.
Have a nice evening. Our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, King David, is calling in from La Crosse, Wisconsin. King David, welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir. The Dennis Hopper character in Blue Velvet was called Frank Booth.
Frank Booth.
Yeah, and I suspect he would be able to direct the EPA better than this clown you just described.
Because
at least you know full well that he would do his damnedest to get rid of Paraquat.
Well, boy, wouldn't he? Huh?
No.
Wouldn't he?
ain't going to be any more of that on the spraying on the crops, right? Okay. Next week I'm going to start writing again.
Good. What for whom?
I've decided to go ahead and start my own blog.
Well, good. You should. Is it going to be about radio?
It's going to be about radio, primarily.
Will you mention me sometimes in my program, since nobody else in America does?
I'll do what I can every
Thank you.
Single week.
Thank you.
It's going to be at laxradio.blogspot.com.
LAX, like Los Angeles Express Airport?
Right, although LAX is also it's also shorthand for La Crosse.
Oh, is it really? Okay, so
yeah.
LAX dot...
No, LAX Radio.
Radio.
Dot blogspot.com.
All right, and when are you starting this? When does the site go up?
I think I'll resurrect it on Resurrection Sunday.
Now, I remember when you used to write for RadioDigest.com.
Right.
And you were the Midwestern correspondent for that company, right? You covered Chicago, Milwaukee, if I remember.
And I had a couple of comments about Detroit.
Detroit, right.
Yeah.
So you're going to do basic, you're going to cover all of radio. Now, a lot of people listening right now are going, what the hell are these two guys talking about? Let me tell you something. If I find radio sites fascinating, even if I'm not working in radio.
Yeah.
And I think you'll get a lot of hits. I think a lot of people will come and check out what you're writing about because it's fascinating. I'll be there because I want to know what the hell's going on in radio. I never hear anything. Kathy and I live down here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. You know, I work for Air America Radio, and I don't even know how to get to their site where they have all the internal memos, for heaven's sake. You know, so it'll be great. It'll be great to read your stuff again, David. I hope it goes well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope some folks will hit. The quick thing. You were off last week, pretty much, right?
Yeah. Well, the week before. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, I will.
No, I was off last week. That's right. I get confused. I took some days off to go to a funeral, and then I took some days off to go over to South Carolina and hang out with my son. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Like Omega.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Cons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, back to David here in a second, but first, a tip of the hat to the Gang of Bandits that puts the program together again tonight. Engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizikas screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the programs. Check out that website. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MaximumInteractive.com. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Visit MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com and have some fun. Do we have the video poker up yet? No, we don't? Okay, back to David in La Crosse, Wisconsin, our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. All right, where were we? Quickly, we're running out of time here, David.
Okay, so you didn't have a chance to last week comment on Secretary Condi's appearance on the Sunday morning yak dung programs, right?
Yeah, we refuse to watch it. I can't stand her. I just can't stand her.
She actually had the nerve to say that Syria should get its troops out of Lebanon tout suite because a country cannot have a legitimate election when an occupying army is on its soil.
Oh my God! I think we did talk about that before we left or immediately when we came back. I think it was Bush that actually said that.
At the very least, Rice would have repeated it.
Right. Don't these people understand when they say something like that how asinine they sound? And I'm using a word that will be acceptable to the radio censors.
Oh, yeah. There's only one person that I heard over the radio or television here in La Crosse who actually asked the question that should be a follow-up to that statement, which is, right. You mean like Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is the person was Harry Shearer on NPR.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if somebody would ask that question as a follow-up of either Bush or Rice, they would be suicided within 3 days. The person would turn up dead.
John Stewart, Harry Shearer, and Lewis Black, these are the new journalism in our age.
Really?
I mean, Lewis Black put it so succinctly. Why do people still take drugs when reality has become such a hallucination?
I hear you. David, thanks for checking in. Give your website again. What is it? One more time.
laxradio.blogspot.com.
Okay. Please mention our program, okay?
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks, David. You have a nice evening. Jeff. He's calling from Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. I was already pretty much on the brink of everything after the whole hypocrisy of the Terry situation, and I turned you on tonight at like 12 after 10, right when you were cackling at the crazy water boys, and it just, And beyond the point of screaming, I feel like you've already established these people are disingenuous, evil,
Right.
Established. We can, nobody's surprised. We're sickened, et cetera. I just feel like, how are we going to take it to the point of, who do I have to grab and say enough is enough already? And I feel like I look at Bill Maher. He's like the closest to our type of people who can be on something like Larry King and tell it like it is, even though he kind of holds back whether he's whatever. And I just feel like if we could find someone who is halfway between you and him and get him on Larry King, I mean, something's got to give, Mm-hmm. And, how when people have a really bold idea that they're either accused of being egomaniacs or crazy?
Right, right.
Well, the day after Clark dropped out, I wrote a letter to Kerry saying you need to drop out and give your delegates to Clark. And I circulated on Yahoo groups with an anonymous name. And it caused a huge stir, and I was accused of being a coward because I didn't use my real name. So I put my real name on it, and then they said, I'm just trying to get attention. And my point is, I'm not talking to you to get attention. I'm just trying to express to you that between that and the bag I sent you and the poems I've written, I'm not someone who's just twiddling my thumbs.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't think you are.
I just one point I got to make with it about the EPA thing tonight. It's like at least 9/11, they pretend to try and hide it. This thing, it's like, let's just do that. Stephen Colbert, the Monday of the Republican convention, they were summing up the upcoming themes of the week, and he finished it off with Thursday's theme is F you, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, that's it right there. That's all of it in a nutshell, right with that. And, I have this book, like I told you, I sent you the introduction to it, and not to put on airs, and again, whatever, but this guy at work, he finished reading it, I told him someone else wrote it, and he said it reminded me of Conversations with God, only more relevant. He actually only finished reading half of it. He doesn't know how much more incredible it gets. 50% of it is just quotes from like Carl Sagan, Chomsky, and the Beatles, and a million other people. And I'm begging you to finish reading that introduction so you'll say, I need to talk to this guy and read the rest of that thing, because I have some very bold ideas on how we can go, people like us, only, someone like a Bill Maher, presentable type, need to be on Larry King, because the hypocrisy. I don't know how the Christians can still not be screaming at Bush and saying, wait a minute, you killed people in Texas that were retarded, and we found out all this other, and the six-month-old baby was put, why, if these people are just not aware of this. You know, like Neil Bortz had four people yesterday call up and say that Terry, and every one of them had intellectually incongruent things to say and or based on ignorant facts. Mm-hmm. So even the people at...
Yeah, I certainly understand what you're saying, Jeff, but we're flat out of time. Thanks a lot for checking in. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. It was a brutal program. It really was. I appreciate your stick-to-itiveness. You like that word? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. ChildAbuseUnit.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years.